faster than a speeding bullet. Able to leap tall buildings in a single bound. Look up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's This WAP Doesn't Lie. The No Bullshit Podcast. Now, here is your host, Felix Andreoni.
Oh, yeah. I got my co-host Ann in the house.
Happy Friday.
And you all know what day it is. We see Raccoon. Since Raccoon's in the house, we're going to kick it. Hit it.
How you feel, brother?
Feeling good.
You feel good?
Feeling good.
Made so much bone, brother. How you feel, man?
I feel all right.
I call your name. I don't want no people to know you're in here. How you feel, fella? Hey, yeah. Sure getting down.
Oh, yeah.
Look at him. Ah. We're going to have a funk good time.
Zach's in the house. Samuel's in the house.
We gotta take you high. Brother,
yeah.
Now I want everybody, let's spread the floor about two courses. And then I want to wave in, let's go and do that. We did it now, all right?
Yeah.
I'm gonna get that fella with the little horn over there. Get a chain horn on me. Fred, can you take us higher?
There goes Fred with that horn.
Fred! Fred!
Glad to see you in live studio tonight. Welcome.
You know what's pathetic? When Joe Biden got on TV.
Well, he was in Pennsylvania.
Yep. And he said that his great uncle, Bosie.
Bosie is his name, yes.
Was shot down, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the cannibals.
in New Guinea.
In New Guinea. And the cannibals ate him.
It's because they never found his body.
Yeah, and there's no record of that ever. What the fuck is wrong with
that? Actually, the record is that there were four of them on a plane and the two engines failed because there is one survivor. And the plane went down.
How come the survivor didn't get eaten by the cannibals?
Because the other one was fatter? I don't know. Or he smelled like beef jerky? Hard to say.
Oh, speaking of beef jerky, I got peppered beef jerky now.
Oh, there you go.
Uh-oh.
Beef jerky's good.
What did you do, kill a horse?
No.
Oh, my God.
No, don't say that.
What? Hey, Felix?
No.
Yes.
The reason why they didn't find his uncle is on account of he fled to China.
That's right. Yeah. He's now known as the Xi Jinping.
Send money every month.
That's just
it might have been Mao, man. We don't know.
Bosie.
Oh my God.
Bosie. Really? He could have came. Was that his real name, Bosie?
Well, that's what
who the fuck would call.
It's a family name.
Someone Bosie.
That's what Joe remembers. We know how that goes.
Of course.
It's really sad. All the lies he's told over the. Really unbelievable.
And another thing, I cannot stand. You see all the young students at the colleges protesting, and they got the balls to stand up and say, "I am Hamas."
They really have no idea what they're saying.
You fucking losers. And they're calling black cops KKK.
Yeah. Women cops.
They know nothing about the Ku Klux Klan. Yes,
they should all go to history class. They should have it right out there. Right.
Yes. Yes.
I was watching Fox News. Uh-huh. They're literally burning our flag.
Yeah.
Them fucking pigs.
I swear to God, if one of them dare to burn the flag in front of me, I'll whoop all their bitch asses.
You know, another.
I'll take my leather belt out. Uh-oh. Beat across their asshole, dude.
That's it.
Oh, my goodness.
Another interesting thing happened. No, just told me the goddamn wood chipper, man.
I'll take a damn whip that we use on the horses.
Uh-oh.
Now, throw up to a wood chipper. You can recycle them into fertilizer because we know they're all full of shit.
What happened here in Connecticut? A guy chipped up his wife in a very suburban, very elite neighborhood and put her through the wood chipper, right?
Oh, no, wait.
That's right. Yeah. That did happen.
They found her thumb, I think.
Yeah.
We could feed them all to a tiger like Carol Baskin fed her husband to a tiger.
That's right.
You know, the other day, my dog bit a Democrat and licked his, and he came back to the house and licked his ass for an hour trying to get the taste out of his mouth.
And then, on top of it, there's James. James knows Bozy. He knows Bozy.
What?
How? That's another story.
A very unfortunate thing did happen. That was when they were televising demonstrations in New York City.
Uh-huh.
Man behind one of the CNN anchors set himself on fire.
Yeah, I watched that. I watched really the video. This. He poured gasoline on himself and he lit himself on fire.
What
a fucking idiot.
I don't know. That's
who the fuck does that?
That's
Hey, Felix, he probably couldn't stand the fact that he voted for the bastard.
That's right. He couldn't take living anymore.
You know,
the only way I can go out, I don't want to vote for Trump, and I don't want to vote for him, so I'm just going to burn myself in the square.
Really, just horrible thing. This has happened to me. I was project manager for Pitney Bowes a lifetime ago, and had people from India, people from Palestine, people from Israel, people from Brazil, all on my team. And this one gentleman, he had just gotten married. We all went to his wedding. His wife was pregnant with the first child. He set himself on fire in his backyard and he died. I don't understand what that.
Why did he do that?
What that is. It's horrendous. Imagine that. Holy God. It was a shock to everybody. We just all sat there like, what? Didn't shoot himself. Didn't hang himself. He set himself on fire and he burned.
Maybe his wife was really a man.
I don't know. That's a cultural thing. I just will never understand. I don't know where that comes from. Holy God.
And the whole world's going mad. I'm telling you, everything is going to the shitter.
Mental illness is raving in the world, man.
Exactly. And then what does Israel do? They send over, a couple of drones.
Three.
And they sent the signal to Iran. And I think they're smart doing this. They dropped a couple of bombs right near one of their nuclear reactors. And that sends a message to them saying, you know, we know where this shit is and we're going to blow it up. They should have just blew the fucking thing up. I would have done that.
That would have been World War III.
I feel like.
Yep.
James said, where is the marshmallows?
The marshmallows are all those young kids with those fucking ARAB things wrapped around their head. Those are the fucking marshmallows.
Damn, ragheads.
Yep. Wannabe ragheads holding up signs. They don't even know what they're talking about. Imagine calling a black cop a KKK.
Why would you want to be?
First of all, there is no black KKK members.
Maybe there were. We don't know. They want hoods on. Hard to know.
Let me tell you something.
Don't know.
There's no black KKK members.
You have no idea.
Yeah, maybe in an alternate reality.
Yeah.
Yeah, black.
Felix, That's as funny as gays for Islam, you know. They don't realize what the hell they're saying.
No idea what they're saying. None of this women's
clothes. Send them $1 billion to re-educate him to not to tow them off, and after class they're throwing them off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
None of the women that say they are Hamas have any idea what they're talking about.
It's Maria. What is that last name? Bitty Bitches.
Fitty britches.
Fitty britches. Is it britches like or bitches?
Looks like britches with a B.
I like bitches better.
Oh. Pants.
Bitches.
Oh, no, nothing like that.
Where's my bitches?
The thing I can't understand is why aren't the feminists standing up for these goddamn women haters called Islams?
Yeah, I don't understand.
Women are considered property, like sheep and dogs and cattle.
Yeah, they're treated men. Like shit.
I don't know. I don't get it. Unless they must just be paid.
And another
demonstrators,
thing.
You know,
well, they're probably afraid they're going to lose their 501c3, so they just go along with it.
And Raccoon has a good point here. Where's all the homos? Where are they?
Homos.
Yeah, no homos.
There are no homos.
Where are the homos standing up for people that says, I'm Hamas? Because if you're gay and over there, they will throw you off a building. So one of these homos starts saying, stop it or I'll scratch your eyes out.
Oh, God.
You sons of bitches.
That would never happen.
Not going to touch my pee-pee, Joe Biden.
Instead, they let him run around killing their own people here, and they won't even do nothing about it. The son of a bitch that killed that one girl. And there's another, and they killed two people, stabbed them to death shortly after he got out of jail on a no bond.
That's
all
right.
This shit is going down, and they won a civil war. It's going to happen. People are going to get fed up, and they're going to say, enough of this shit. Bring on the tar and feathers, and let's go make a road trip.
Do you think that it helps or hurts Trump's candidacy?
It won't make no damn difference. It won't make no difference. If we have a civil war, or if this comes down to the point to where they get rid of Trump,
mm-hmm.
you know, I'm saying that openly, get rid of Trump.
Yes.
The world is going to be in a world of hurt because people here in the United States will put up a hell of a fight, and the people who don't want to fight will just become part of the people who die from everything that goes off, because they're already talking about power outages and mm-hmm. and internet shutdown and another goddamn pandemic coming about. You know, when is enough enough? Now, I hate to say it, but I'm not going to go by your fucking pronouns. I'm going to call it as I see it.
Oh.
If you look like a man in drag, I'm going to say, hey, dude, you know, maybe you ought to change over to some shorts, you know, wear hot shorts or some shit. Yeah. Dress don't fit you.
Maria wrote, there was a black Colorado Springs policeman that managed to be a member of the KKK. Spike Lee made a dramatized movie about it.
Yeah.
Listen, Maria, there was also a black KKK member dramatized by that comedian.
What's
the comedian we went and seen?
Chappelle.
Yeah, Dave Chappelle.
Yeah,
you gotta watch that. You can watch that on YouTube. That is funny as hell. He's black and he's blind and he doesn't even know he's black and he's a member of the and then he gets up in front of the whole KKK crowd. They're in some, like, it looks like a church or something they're in. And he was going, I can't stand these stankin' N-word. They got lips and chicken licking, watermelon licking.
Oh, really?
And then he goes, now I'm going to reveal myself. And he takes off the hood. And all you got to see their faces. All the KKK members are looking at him like, holy shit, he's black.
Yeah, well, they all wear hoods, so what do you want? A bunch of idiots they are. Whole group of them.
They do that. They used to do that so nobody would know who they are, only the close friends of each member. But, you know, you also have to look back. It was 100 years or close to 100 years up to the 60s, the 1960s. Mm-hmm. How many of those guys in the South were actually biracial and didn't know it?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yep.
And believe it or not, the KKK, the Grand Marshal of during the 90s and the 2000s, was from Derby, Connecticut.
A lot of them were KKK from Connecticut.
KKK is live and well here in Connecticut. You all think it's just down south.
There's a bunch of them in the damn Senate and Congress at the time, too.
Yeah.
Maria wrote, and it's definitely Fitty Britches, not much bitchy about me.
Oh,
I like that. I want her to come up to the mic.
You straight.
Come on up to the mic. We want to hear you. Let's see if she does.
Maybe we should spend some time talking about the jurors for the trial in Manhattan.
Well, we already got rid of them.
More than that.
They got rid of what? How many?
I think there were five in total were chosen and decided, nope, not doing it.
Can you imagine
lying on their application?
You know what? You know who said it all today? I was watching Mr. Wonderful. He's one of the guys on Shark Tank.
Oh, yeah.
And this guy, you know, this guy's a smart dude. He said this looks so bad for the United States. Not the fact that it's Trump. You know, Trump's the former president. It just looks so weak. He said he was at some meeting, G5 meeting or something, and
sure,
they were talking amongst each other, asking, you know, what is all that? What is this deal with him paying? He already paid someone,
and it's not illegal to paying.
No, he had an affair with someone.
So
to keep the whole thing quiet, he paid her.
But the crime apparently
his lawyer paid her.
Right.
Yeah, but this guy's a lying son of a bitch, and he just got out of prison. For lying.
Exactly.
So how could
he was in prison for lying and doing some other stuff too.
Oh, Maria's up here. How are you doing?
The crime is the way it was logged in the, you know, the accounting books. But there's a second part that no one knows yet for that trial. It's only going to be a felony if in fact this action of, you know, bad accounting or whatever caused harm. So caused harm to who? That part has not yet been revealed in the trial. The trial is such a sham. It's completely ridiculous.
Nothing that they've charged him with in any of the courts has stuck.
Yes.
Yes.
You know, though, we live here. There's a feeling that he's going to go to jail. It's really been interesting because the profile of the jurors, do you know who they are right now?
No.
Lawyers, software engineers, one nurse.
Yeah.
That's nuts. That's not a typical
You won't be able to trust any of the jurors because they could say all they want and say I'm impartial, but I doubt any of them are. I doubt it.
I seen a thing earlier on Twitter that somebody in New York has uncovered the fact that this judge took a $5 million bribe from Biden.
Oh, really?
I don't know if it's true, but it was on Twitter. So
I hope they got proof of that.
And there's something going on with the judge's daughter. She's on some.
Well, yeah, she was.
I don't know how it went, who she worked for, but it's something to do with the Democratic Party. All right.
So, Maria, what say you?
Hello?
Maria.
Hello.
Hi. Oh, just lost her. Jesus.
No, I think happy Friday.
Happy Friday it is.
Yes. What? Where are you from?
I am Louisville, Kentucky.
Oh, Louisville.
Oh, Kentucky.
Beautiful place. Kentucky.
She almost said, I thought she was going to say
no.
The state that begins with M.
No, no.
Shut up.
Don't
call
the
truck.
No.
I'm from that state.
What part
I'm
of Kentucky?
That state.
What part of Kentucky you live?
Kentucky's beautiful.
It's Louisville, and we are close to all the rolling green hills. You almost
it's really beautiful
about
there.
30 minutes to get out of the city and love a lot of nature. And Louisville has the largest Victorian neighborhood in the country, and it's gorgeous.
And how many people live where you live? How many people? A lot?
Right around 1 million. It's moderately sized.
Zach, that's good horse country where she lives in Kentucky.
Mm-hmm. I know, and the Kentucky Derby is coming up.
That's right. Oh, yeah, go to it?
Because we actually went into Kentucky to see that Noah's Ark thing.
Zach works with horses.
You went to the Noah's Ark thing?
That's in Kentucky.
The tourist trap.
Yeah, that's up closer to Cincinnati, Newport, Kentucky. That's a lot more northeast from Louisville, about an hour and a half.
So what kind of work do you do?
I am a nonprofit federal grants compliance manager. My nonprofit serves underserved and underrepresented people in my community in need.
Oh,
maybe she's taking notes.
Yeah. You don't work for the CIA, do you?
You asked me what I do. I told you what I do.
Sure.
That's what I do.
See, that's what she does. What kind of non-for-profit?
She said she serves the underserved.
The underserved?
Mm-hmm. That's what Marie said.
We have a group that works with victims of human trafficking. We have a program that works with
illegals. Refugees. What about illegals?
We work with refugees, and we do have a Department of Immigration and Legal Services. It's not. Is constantly overwhelmed, but it's almost entirely for groups that get asylum from war-torn countries, especially in Africa. And we've got a program that helps them transition to gardening and agriculture, because especially the African refugees, they will come here with seeds sewn into their clothes because it's such an important part of their background across
their
generations.
Life.
Oh.
What do you do if an illegal alien comes to you? Do you guys help them too?
I'm not part of that process.
Okay. Let me ask you.
I just keep all of our federal wards in full compliance.
Yeah. Let me ask you a question. What do you think about all the millions of illegal aliens that are entering the country right now? What do you think about that? You think that is okay? Do you think that should continue or stop?
The southern border is an extremely scary environment right now. Just this month of February that 50 Al-Qaeda members were arrested in Colorado. That's just one state.
Sure.
Yeah.
And it's estimated that between 9,000 and 15,000 people come across the southern border every single day. And that's highly dangerous and problematic. And we're just tempting fate. It's like a government-supported invasion of our country that nobody's talking about or doing anything about. And on the other side of that, if you had asked me the same question 8 or 9 months ago, I would have said, given you a completely different answer. I would have said that up to this point, at these rates, I think it's very healthy for the American economy. And I have nothing but sympathy for refugees experiencing extreme violence and threat of death in their homeland.
Yeah.
I would have given you a very different answer 9 months ago.
Yep. Let me ask you this question. What's your heritage?
I don't really know. I think mostly Irish. I couldn't tell you.
Oh, okay. You know what? This woman's very intelligent. I'm telling you. She should be like a congresswoman for Kentucky. I mean, just what she said about the border itself, every word she spoke makes 100% sense. You know what I mean? And I like how she said this is an invasion. And it's sad that the Democrats don't want to see this. And you know what? I think the sole purpose, and let me see if Maria agrees. I think the sole purpose why they're allowing this to happen is when they come over to this country from the southern border, they're already given a social security number. And once you get that social security number, they're handing out registration cards and to vote. And also, and this is proven.
No, the cards come out when they get their driver's license.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. This has been proven already. They're not only handed that, they're handed a flyer that says in their language, in many languages, if you vote for Joe Biden the end of this year, you will be able to tell your other family members, friends, and relatives to come over into this country. They have the news media has the flyers in their hands. This is what they're handing out. This is what the Democrats are handing out. And their main goal is to allow millions and millions of these illegal aliens to come into the country. And they don't give a damn who's entering. Fentanyl is killing people like crazy. Like Maria was saying about they abduct these children and then wind up selling them like they're commodities and stuff. This should stop. But they're doing it because they want the votes, plain and simple. They want millions and millions of these illegal aliens to vote for Joe Biden because they know Joe Biden's in trouble.
Maria, I'm curious, why do people from Africa end up in Kentucky?
We are very, we're a very desirable city for African refugees to be. One, and probably primarily because we have so much agriculture space for them to continue. I mean, when you come here as a refugee from anywhere, everything is up in the air, fully transitioned. And if you can give somebody, a refugee, one thing of continuity to cling to, they do so much better. So Kentucky, Louisville especially, we have a lot of refugee gardens that we have established. We have a lot of gardens that are just given to us by different organizations, space that they weren't using anyway. So when we're resettling immigrants and the ones that want to continue agriculture as part of their continuity primarily come from Africa. It's not exclusively, but primarily.
And is their goal to someday return to Africa? Do they send the money they earn back to Africa? Or is their ultimate goal to become Americans?
Their goal is not to return. Almost all of them pursue American citizenship through legal passages. And yes, the other part of your question, yes, they always send money back home. In fact, usually if it's a married couple with children, one of the spouses works to support the family here in the United States, and the other spouse sends almost all of their funds back home to family.
You know, now this is interesting, and I believe that people meet people for a reason. I believe I'm a spiritual person, okay? I don't preach much, but I believe everybody meets someone for a reason. Now, Maria, let me ask you this question. You see a man in this room. His name is Bravery Samuel. Me and my friend James, he lives in Guyana, right?
Brabe lives in Guyana.
Brabe lives in Guyana. And for over a year, me and my friend send him money every month to help him and his family. Without this money, he really wasn't even eating properly, and he wasn't even really getting any medical attention. And with this money, now he is. How would I be able to get him over here?
His Brabe's goal is to become a CNA here in the United States.
Yeah, and he's very articulate when he speaks. Let me try to get him up to the mic.
It's late there. You got to remember it's after midnight.
It is late. So it's in the middle
certified
of
certified nursing assistant. That's
it. That's what he wants to do. Yep. And his dream is to come to the United States and become a nurse, an RN.
Right. CNA to start.
That's his dream.
And then bring his family members over one at a time so they can join us.
So how hard would this be to get him over here?
I have some basic knowledge of that, but again, I'm on the federal funding compliance side that makes those things happen. Uh-huh. I'm not a case manager. I am not a case worker. And they're the front lines of those situations. From my limited knowledge of being on that side of things,
yes.
Are they currently in a refugee camp?
No.
No. No, he's not.
Do they have what nonprofits are in the area that they can get registered with to be eligible for refugee or asylum status to the United States?
That I will have to ask him if he's.
That's kind of the fundamental first question, because there really isn't solid passage unless he or she or anybody can get connected with a nonprofit in their area that has a refugee or asylum extradition avenues and channels to the United States.
Okay, so
once you get that process moving, you contact on the U.S. side somewhere to receive them and get resettled. And every single state has an immigration resettlement federally funded program or office. So depending on what state they go to, every state has a federally funded resettlement program, and these programs get millions of dollars every year to do exactly that.
Wow.
So you have to initially connect them to the nonprofit in their area that can connect them to whatever state in the United States that has a federally funded resettlement program.
And the only two ways you can come over using an NPO is if you are seeking asylum, or if you're a refugee. It can't be strictly for economic reasons.
It can be.
Okay.
And we also have human trafficking visas. They're called T visas. So anybody that's a human trafficking victim is qualified to get a T visa, and those are ongoing. Part of the problem is the current backlog, because you have to go to certain specific cities once you get here to be interviewed by Department of State. In Louisville, Kentucky, our resettlement folks to establish their visas formally have to go up to Chicago. We have to pay for their transportation up to Chicago. Yep. If it's a family of six, we have to pay a lot more. So it's complicated. And especially during COVID, some of those places would actually do virtual meetings. But now that COVID has subsided, they're going back to those in-person things where you have to travel however many hours to get to one of their direct service areas.
Yeah. What type of nonprofit you think would it be around in Guyana?
Maybe some kind of church, I'm thinking, maybe.
You think?
I don't know.
Really, the church is probably the best place to start in doing that homework.
Okay. I wrote all these notes down. We're going to help him.
Yeah, we wrote everything down you're saying.
Wait.
Go ahead.
It may not be the church itself, but those are the people that may not have the answer, but they probably know the people that do have the answer.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
Now, when I spoke to Samuel, when we talk often, through our cell phones and stuff, he does have a passport. But he never used it. So he told me he really never left Guyana.
Yeah.
But at least he has a passport.
Well, he's young. He's just a baby. Yeah. Really, he's what, 23?
He's very. I was trying to get him up to the mic, but I don't think he is listening at the moment.
Well, he's on, but
he's really.
Yeah.
Yep. But he's really articulate. He could have, because it's what, 2 in the morning there?
It's 1 a.m. Yeah.
Hey, does anybody have any? Anybody have any questions for Maria?
I just wanted to say Samuel's a really good name.
Oh, it is.
Yes. I never met a Samuel I didn't like.
I like
He's very
that.
Nice boy.
He's a really nice kid. I call him kid because I'm old enough to do that.
Well, true. But you've had relations with him since...
Over a year.
I'll say more than
that. And then my good friend James got involved, and he's helping him also.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, for instance, $50 U.S. money is a lot of money in Guyana.
Sure. They can buy clothes and eat and all that.
Raccoon, you got a question or anything?
No, not really. I mean, she's pretty much said, I had a friend of mine who got his wife back from Guyana, and it took him like 5 years to get her here because the State Department kept dropping the ball on him.
Yep.
Or more.
He had two kids, and he had a fight to get her here. Now she's here, and she's a really nice person. I mean, I've talked to her several times, and she's happy to be here, for one.
Yep.
You know, she can't imagine being anywhere else.
You know, one thing I don't understand, they had a news guy at the southern border, and he was stopping all these people when they were crossing over, right? And they were saying, where are you from? And they, like, five or six of them said Africa.
China.
Well, China. How the hell did they get over? How the hell did they get from Africa to Mexico?
Oh, not straight.
No, it's China. And talk to the UN, because UN has camps for refugees or just whoever migrating to the U.S. southern border all over Central America. There are five or six major ones that receive and house people and feed people every single day.
So it's that easy? It's that easy to do that?
They use trains and charter buses and airline flights, and the United Nations is funding it.
Unbelievable.
It's actually, I wish it wasn't believable, but that's what's happening.
Yeah.
You know, talk to the UN about that. The US funded UN.
Yeah, amen.
So how come
that here?
How come Samuel can't come over? He can't come over.
Oh, so
but these people could come over so quickly.
That's because there's money involved, apparently.
Well, get Samuel over to one of those UN camps in Central America. I say that in jest. That's not
I know.
The right way to do it.
Right.
Raccoon, what were you gonna say?
I was gonna say, once you go down that rabbit hole, you find out how this is all interconnected.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. It amazes me. Like Ann was saying, people said, I'm from China, I'm from wherever, all over the world, Russia.
Where do you want to go? New York City, L.A., San Francisco, Chicago.
Yeah.
Y'all want to go to the big cities. Here where I'm at, I haven't seen any of the illegals come through yet.
Huh.
Of course, it's been quartered shit here, too.
Maria's asking you what city you live in, Raccoon.
Well, I live in a small farming town, but I go to the big city here in my state here. I live in Montana.
Well, if you live near any major airport like O'Hare, Kennedy, or whatever, all you have to do is go to the airport and look around at all of the illegal immigrants that get flown in for free on chartered flights, and they're sitting around in the airport terminals, just sitting there until, and it's also widely reported that people show up trying to sound official about taking the children to a home, and those children just get trafficked.
How awful.
That's a shame, boy. That boils my blood.
Here where we live, charter flights come in at night to Westchester Airport, which is a county airport, kind of smaller, not the big JFK kind of thing. They slink in the middle of the night, and mostly church organizations take them in. And here in Connecticut, what they're doing is they're buying old of hotels that are no longer, you know, viable or being used, and those become their first home in America. That's the way it works.
Any of those slime balls that steal children from their parents.
That's a whole horrible
they
business.
Need to be put to death. Oh, I don't care what anybody says.
Run them through the wood chipper.
They need the death sentence. That's what they need.
We're going to let them out without any bail. That's what's going to happen to them.
Well, you know what? When they're put in prison, they're going to die anyhow because the prisoners will kill your ass.
Who's going to put them in prison? That doesn't know how it works in our justice system.
Well, they need to create a law where if you abduct a child and you try to sell her or whatever you're going to do with this kid, you will be put to death. Yeah. That's what they need to do.
They should take them to the FEMA camps that they've already established and say, okay, weed them out. And see which ones want to be here and which ones just want to have full reign of the system. Mm-hmm. Because we have jobs here that they can fulfill, but if they don't want to work, we don't need them.
Yep.
Well, we're already paying for their health care, for their housing. Yeah.
We're paying for everything.
That's right. Our schools are filling up, and that's a problem for even small municipalities.
You know, when you have the jackass of a president that we have now, and he could sign. He lies when he says he cannot sign an executive order to close the border. He can do this, just like Donald Trump did.
That's a political choice.
And he did away with Trump's executive orders. When he lies and says you must go through Congress, let me tell you something. I don't agree. In a way, I don't agree with getting rid of the Speaker of the House.
Johnson.
But when I hear what's happening, I agree with it.
No, I agree with it.
Stop because he's trying to push another bill, right? Mm-hmm. That has nothing to do with closing the border. Right. Well, that's too bad. Get rid of him. We need somebody that has a set of balls that says we want the border shut down because this is an invasion.
He won't get the votes.
The reason why he hasn't signed the bill to close the border, which is a written law that they're supposed to secure the border from illegal immigration. It's been in works for a long, long time.
That's right.
But they have leniently said, oh, we'll just let them through. We'll give them a different designation and stuff. But the reason he hasn't signed his own proclamation in is on account they won't let him.
they don't want him
to sign anything.
Well,
It's been obvious for a long time, and he's nothing more than a puppet, and somebody else is pulling the strings for him to say whatever the hell he's saying.
Right. Yep.
Here's kind of the thing about the strategy to create more voters. The established minority communities in this country are no longer inclined to vote Democratic by default. So I think it's partially a panic mechanism. And it's important to point out that voter registration laws vary from state to state.
That's true.
And they change them whenever they want.
Well, there's some partial truth to that. And usually when they are changed in a state, they get more conservative, not less. But I understand Democrats think they're losing voting base with minorities and are somehow relying on, but that's not going to happen. That's not going to happen. It's going to completely backfire because established minorities are going to be voting against Biden, whether or not they're voting for Trump or third party or independent. That remains to be seen. But they're definitely not going to be voting for Trump. And the majority of this country has turned against United States universal of support of Israel when they're being such a bad actor and jeopardizing actual U.S. security in the world by their actions.
Yep. Eric, you were going to say something?
Well, I know, like, with the whole, like, child trafficking thing going on, you even have law enforcement at the local, state, and federal levels, you know, who seem to be just nowadays too soft on crime, and I know the reason, and I think basically what you're pointing out, Felix, about that if you're going to traffic children or abuse children in a very heinous way, that they should be candidates for the death penalty, because there are many people, you know, who see heinous crimes against children as an unpardonable sin.
That's right. That's so right.
Also and there's a lady on TikTok, you know, she's been through I'd say almost 30 different TikTok accounts, because she gets really mass reported, and she is really an extremely staunch advocate about raising awareness to this issue and efforts putting into it. I don't know if you've heard of the name To a Patriot Mama by any chance, Maria.
What is it? Say it again.
To a Patriot Mama. I'll write it in chat.
I know who she is.
No, I haven't. I haven't heard of.
Hey, Felix.
I don't have TikTok.
You don't have Felix.
Do I? Two of us. Good.
I have Felix, it. Yes.
That they don't That's talk about too is a lot of these, a lot of these people being they're coming across the border with these damn coyotes and stuff, and they're actually having to go into slave labor in places and send money back to the cartels and stuff. I mean, there's a lot of human trafficking involved in this too.
Of course.
The story about To a Patriot Mama, you know, the reason why she refuses to leave TikTok, even though she's had almost 30 different accounts of hers banned there, because she gets mass reported because they don't like what she does. She's one of those people that if she walks away from TikTok, the enemy wins.
Yeah,
she's on a lot of X videos too.
She's on Twitter.
She's a member of.
She's on
X,
Instagram and Facebook.
Yeah, she's on. X a lot. People are showing her videos.
And she does a podcast called Dark to Light.
I got to try to find her.
Yeah.
You got a question, Ann?
I do not.
So it's been interesting talking to Maria.
Yeah, we're grateful that you joined us this evening. Yes.
You got to follow us, Maria. We're on every Friday from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Yeah, I'm
come on often on Podbean?
She lives in Kentucky. She's not on Eastern Time.
I am on Eastern Time, actually. Kentucky is split down the middle between Eastern and Central Time.
Oh.
Awesome.
So, yeah.
Eastern.
One thing good now, Maria, is you have calmed the show down quite a bit from what it usually is.
We got serious. I mean, show
is serious tonight.
Our show's usually serious.
It's a little irreverent.
And I'm sure Eric is in appreciation that she didn't say the magic word.
Nope, we're not saying that.
Well, do you want
me? Don't say that
Big River name now. Don't say that Big River name.
I was going to say this. I know y'all were talking earlier about a lot of those organizations that proclaim that there's like human rights, but you never hear them say a word about the human rights, you know, abuses in the Arab Muslim countries or in places like Russia and China. You know, and I even hear conservative radio personalities talk about this, that the reason why you don't hear Hillary condemning, you know, the human rights records in Arab Muslim countries or the LGBTQ.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, even in.
Their silence is basically bought and paid for, or otherwise the people who bought their silence would probably be we want our money back.
Even in Ukraine, I've been reading a lot of bad things about that president of Ukraine.
Yeah. Well, there was an assassination
stuff come out.
He treats his people like shit. He really does, man. I read, you know, he was a comedian. He was a comedian on stage. I was watching videos of him.
I think he was a teacher, too. Wasn't he a history teacher?
Yeah.
What about the human rights abuses against our U.S. military that we deliberately put in harm's way in places like Syria and Iraq, and put up stations there with U.S. military where they are unwelcome and open targets? What about those human rights abuses?
You're right about that. You're right about that.
That just has everybody shaking their heads in disbelief.
You have to understand, Maria. Maria, you have to understand that war is nothing more than entertainment for the elite people. They don't care who dies. They just want to have entertainment and make big bucks off the military
conflict. Yeah, because it's not their kids. It's not their kids.
Now that kids don't go to war.
Now that Maria brought up, she brought up the military. It's all about the money. Now that Maria brought up the military, what really pisses me off, this really ticks me off, and everyone knows this show. I've been saying this for a long time. You're going to treat illegals in New York, for instance, you're going to put them in a hotel that charges $350 a night. You're going to give them food. You're going to give them a Visa card with $3,000 a month on it. And then you walk down the street and you got veterans that fought for this damn country sleeping in the damn sidewalk, in the sidewalk. And you're not going to do nothing for them, but you're going to feed these illegals. How fucking wrong is that?
The cops in some of these places also harass those veterans and arrest them and do all kinds of crap to them constantly, too.
It's a disgrace. Yeah.
And they say they don't confiscate their IDs, but believe you me, I work with a homeless outreach group. They do confiscate their IDs. Yep. And we would be shocked. Most people would be shocked to know how many homeless people actually hold down a full-time job and still cannot afford housing.
Exactly.
They're living in their car.
Exactly.
Well, especially when you have a tiny apartment for $3,000 in some of these cities and stuff, because the landlords are actually also in on it.
Some
of these places, landlords have literally brought their daggone rental payments up 300% as a minimum. I mean, we're seeing this around here. Some of these guys who got rentals, those people's rent went up $1,000.
And for example,
the average income where I'm at right now is $2,500.
What, a month?
But
a month?
Yeah, a month.
Wow.
Yeah, well, that's not nothing, because half of our town is under government assistance also.
I see.
Most of them don't have jobs, but they live Section 8. They live in Section 8. They get food stamps and everything else. But nobody gives a shit about them. Yeah. They just keep jacking the rate up and drawing more money from either the government or the people who have jobs. And if you're renting, you know, you can't afford to buy anymore because property values skyrocketed.
Well, here are two things. Currently in the United States, more than 40% of houses, not apartments, are owned by corporations rent them out. So Americans are excluded from owning 40% of homes in this country, whether they can afford them or not. And by 2030, it's estimated to be up to 60% of homes owned by corporations that only rent. And if that doesn't scare the shit out of everybody, I hope it does. And the other thing that's very relevant, Canada's whatever parliament is about to approve their annual budget. Uh-huh. And in their annual budget, all they've done is increase the amount of public housing to be supported by tax dollars. They're not supporting programs that lead people to home ownership. They're supporting programs in their budget to lead people to be permanent renters.
Yep. You know what's a shame? Let me tell you something. I lived in public housing, low-income housing, for 15 years at one time in my life. And let me tell you, you can never get ahead by living in public housing. And I'll tell you why. Let's say you're making $250 a week or $300 a week, and you go out and you get a better job. Now you're making $500 a week. Public housing will raise your rent.
Right.
So you will never, ever get ahead. Mm-hmm. It's a damn shame what they do
to them on the plantation.
People. poor people and low income. It's a shame. They keep you suppressed. They keep
they want to keep you. Hey, Felix, they want to keep you in the government plantation.
Exactly. That's why you you go to any poor section of the town. You go to Harlem, New York, where I used to live. You go to Harlem and you see nothing but liquor stores, cigarette stores. That's all you see. You
and
go
dope uptown, dealers every 15 foot.
Exactly. You go uptown, you don't see none of this. Okay? Yeah. That's because they want to keep the people suppressed. No other reason. No other reason.
And you don't have to be a minority. You can be a poor white person living in the projects.
Of course.
You know, that there is there is no culture of the minority when you have everybody living in the daggone thing. You got your different white people, different black people, different brown people, whatever you want to call everybody. But you still have the slavery. And I call it slavery because you have to go in and actually get your daggone benefits and stuff every month or every week they require you to do. If you don't fit it, they don't give it to you.
My perspective on this is that mainstream media and our political landscape works every day in every way that they can to keep us divided on what's about transsexuals, about black versus white. It's about this or that because they know if the underserved and undervoiced and underrepresented actually got together across these lines and united with each other against crony capitalism, mainstream media, that they would be done. They would be done for. Yeah. So every effort that you hear from mainstream media is to keep us divided and censored.
Exactly.
Well, the thing you have to also understand too, they invented the race harmony. They invented the race harmony because people don't understand there's only one race on this planet. Everything you see in the ghettos or in the cities or the suburbs, it's all culture. It's not race. I grew up with black kids. I grew up with Spanish kids. I grew up with a whole bunch of different kinds of people. None of them were bad because they had what they needed. They had jobs, you know. But you put them in it. It's like the experiment with the rats. You get too many rats in one spot, pretty soon they become derelict. They start killing on each other. They start doing all kinds of crazy shit. When you look at it, put in perspective, that's exactly what they're doing in the cities.
Eric, what's happening in the Podbean world?
Well, I was going to probably point out a couple of things, like in this conversation that, you know, like how many of you, like live in a house that is 100% paid for, that you own, that your name is on the property deed?
No, we're paying.
Because even if you, live in a house that is in your name that is, 100% bought and paid for, technically it's not yours outright because you're still having to pay property taxes. And then if you, depending on the state you live in, if you go like a certain amount of time, not paying your property taxes, they could put a lien on your property and sell it on the courthouse steps.
Well, you don't own anything. You don't own anything.
You don't.
Your name could be
on. If you look on your abstract, you're listed. If you look at your abstract, you're listed as the leasee or the tenant. You're never the owner.
Well, this last July, I purchased a home that now has a mortgage on it. Prior to that, I had owned my home outright for about 8 years, and I bought it in cash very cheap.
Woo!
Those tiny, tiny cookie cutter 1940s kit houses with right?
Yes.
But that's okay. But you're right. I still owed $900 something dollars a year for my tiny, tiny five. 900 something square feet. So, it doesn't matter that I owned it. I was still beholden.
Yeah.
Yep. That's how it's
the government can come in and take it anytime they want. If they wanted to confiscate everybody's property, they could do it because all of our land has been put under a abstract for the debt we owe.
Yep.
Our national parks are not our parks. They're all owned by other governments now because they've been put through and bought and sold. But yet people say, oh, this is our park. Well, no, the Chinese own goddamn Yellowstone over here.
Listen, you came into this world naked and you're going out that way with nothing. I don't care what material things you have. The only thing you're going to take with you when you die is how you conducted your life. What did you do your whole life? Did you help someone? Did you change someone's life? That's all you're going to bring with you. Eric, give us a lowdown of what's happening in the pod.
Well, I was getting about ready to hear in just a moment, but a couple things I was going to point about. Like, I know I think y'all touched on the Trump case earlier, but you are aware that a couple of jurors have already been dismissed, and you're going to be hearing a lot of conflicting stories about them not disclosing like that they were a convicted felon like decades ago and then and what have you. But I think this case, you know, should prompt an automatic mistrial with the judge having conflict of interest and that judge choosing to preside over a conflict of interest knowing that his daughter has donated to Democrats like Biden, which clearly this is lawfare at its finest. That judge is making himself look silly. And trying to think what else. Because I know like the day we die and we have to give an account for our lives, you're going to hear the good Lord tell you one of two things. Either he's going to tell you, well done, good and faithful servant, or he's going to tell you, depart from me, I never knew you.
And just that's remember, right. You never see a U-Haul behind a hearse.
or you don't see a Brinks truck that carries money.
You're absolutely right on that one.
Well, I know coming up on Podbean, of course, you got the season finale of the Underground Shuffle podcast coming up a little bit later, and then the Friday night outside normal presentation called Forensic Files Friday, and hopefully the Beans and Weenie show is doomed is on tomorrow night along with Club Code Blue, and then Ruku's Beer, of course, giving us the Stewie Griffin show on Sunday morning, and you know, in the Illuminated Brilliance of Caps, and then all next week the Ralph William podcast, as well as the Old Man's podcast to start your day, and you know, like the Outside Normal podcast, Tick Radio, Substance for Days. Next Wednesday, you know, Slack 82 Alpha on the video streams, the Potluck podcast, 620 Patio, Slightly Doomed from the Beans and Weenie is Doomed show. The Pulse and Anderson and Anna doing its Tuesday night Tools, Toys, and Things, and the Wednesday night Variety show, and then, and many more great content creators. And hopefully we start getting the Slightly Serious show back up and running and a few other podcast friends, you know, deciding to fire up some shows.
Yep. Well, listen.
Sounds like the ticking of a bomb somewhere.
Yeah.
No, that's my turn signal. I'm out driving.
Oh, good.
I want to thank everyone that was in on the show tonight, especially Maria. What's your last word, Maria?
I wanted to say two quick things.
Go ahead.
Because if you actually go through a mortician and your body is buried, you do go out of this world with a butt plug. Whether or not you've played with anal toys in your entire life or not,
you go
out of this world with a butt plug. Sorry to burst your bubble on that one. And the other thing I wanted to leave you with on a light note, my big brother was the first autistic Eagle Scout in the country. He's a very interesting guy.
Autism Awareness Month.
It is. And my mother was the co-founder of the Autism Society of Kentucky. But somebody mentioned a wood chipper earlier. There was a file folder in my brother's drawer, his file cabinet, that he put, you know, really aggressive, solicitory, send us money mail in. And the label of that file folder that he put on there was Android Dick Suckers Who Could Use a Good Trip Through the Wood Chipper.
Good for him.
I like that.
So I salute you all. I will follow you, and hopefully I can catch you next Friday.
Hey, that'll be great. That'll be great. Raccoon, what's your final word?
I didn't kill myself.
Zach, my number one fan. We haven't heard anything from you because we were into the conversation. What's happening?
Not much.
Are you drunk?
No.
All right. You banging?
I gotta work tomorrow.
Are you banging your old lady all tonight? Right.
That's enough. Let me get that laugh.
All right, people, listen. Have a safe weekend. Don't drink and drive, okay? Because there's a life you might save, and it might be mine.
Yes.
So I'm going to take you all out with a little WAP music. Woo! In the Luna met somebody.
That's Zach Say's byline again.
And
keep hoping your heart.
Woo!
Zach, here's byline, Zach.
Who?
Zach, he had a byline. What is his line?
What's your final word, Zach?
Don't do anything I wouldn't do.
And that's everything. Everything. Oh, yeah. Oh. Oh, mama. All right, people. It was an interesting evening, like Raccoon said.
Yes.
Maria made the show calm. She has a calming voice.
I like it.
Nice and smooth.
Thank you for joining us, Maria. We hope to hear from you again next week.
Yeah, you got to come back because this show can get out of hand.
Well, that's okay.
All right, people, be safe. I'm out of here. Ciao. Woo! Zachary.
Have a great weekend.
All right, people. Later, be safe.